came to the Kiwitu Hospital in November 1967. And I remember going for my interviewings the previous September and going for the interview, and it poured with rain all day. And I remember walking down, arriving at QE2 Hospital and thinking, gosh, this is a very large building to be working in. And parking the car, walking down the drive past the beautiful rose gardens, which led to the main entrance of the hospital, and going into the entrance, and there's a lady there called Mrs. Rouse, who was a receptionist, and everybody liked Mrs. Rouse. She welcomed all the patients as they came in. And Arbor, the front hall porter, was there. There was the main symbol. Turning right into the, and then left into the small committee room, which is now the chief executive's office, or was, and waiting with five other candidates, and then eventually going into the boardroom. And there was the panel of all the local dignitaries. I remember the chairman was a man called Donald Newton, and he was a local councillor, and being interviewed. Then going back to the small committee room, and then I heard the door of the boardroom opening and the steps come down. And I thought, I'd like to work here, so I had my fingers crossed. I remember behind my back, and they said, "Oh, Mr. Dickens, you come in. We'd like to offer you the job, and you must stay a minimum of 4 years because you've had a number of changes. The hospital's only been open 4 years, and we've had a number of changes, and we want stability." And I stayed there 28 years. And they said, "Any questions?" And I said, "Well, yes, I've got a young family, and it may help with housing," because we were living in a very tiny little flat in Old Windsor. And they said, "Oh, yes, would you like a house, flat or bungalow?" And I said, "Oh, a house, please." And I remember it still poured rain, drove all the way home, and Penny answered the door, and she said, "How did you get on today?" I said, "Not very well." And she said, "Oh, never mind." And I said, "No, we've got a house." And but when you come back to QE2 then in the November, and it's amazing how small and friendly it was once you got inside. You know, it seemed very, very large, but in fact it wasn't. And I think it's because it was built, you know, going up. And there I was appointed. And in those days, there was just myself and the matron who ran the hospital and the chairman of the medical staff committee. And one of my jobs was to go to the medical staff committee and take minutes when I was deputy. And but matron would look after all the nursing side. And then I, with the hospital secretary, would look after all the rest. We did all the payment of salaries, we did the personnel work, the appointment of the doctors, ran all the hotel services. And now when you look, you've got all these experts dealing with the same thing. But, yeah, that was nice. And then I stayed in that position for a number of years until I was appointed hospital secretary in 1974. And then I had a number of different titles, involving, sometimes we were in charge of QVM in Dangerby Hospital, then we were in charge of the community services, then we were in charge of Hartford County. It kept changing, there were a number of changes over the years. And then in 1984, due to reorganisation, I went to Hartford County Hospital. And I was there for a few years, very happy years, I enjoyed that. And then went back to QE2 in 1990, as, what was I then? Director of Operations until 1995 when I retired. So during all those years, there were lots and lots of changes. The major ones, of course, was the building of the new A&E department, which was about 1975. And there was the postgraduate, the Macmillan House, of course, and the hospice. Can I think about it? Postgraduate Centre opened in 1973. That was quite interesting, really, because all there was as you went into the hospital and turned right, you got to my office, and then there was a door leading to the mental health unit, which opened, of course, in 1967. And opposite my office was just a corridor leading to the outside, to the fields. And below it was the general library, which is a small library manned by people from the library service in town. And they did mainly and general books as well, which staff used, you know, a lot. They decided they wanted more medical publications, so they raised money and built the postgraduate centre in front of where my office was. And the main, there was a, if I remember, a fundraising group headed by Mr. Alec Dawson, who was the orthopaedic surgeon, Mr. Cassie, the architects were Archer Boxer, who have a company in Hatfield, but a number of local companies were involved in financing the postgrad centre. And as I said, that opened in 1970 and was extremely popular. I mean, the medical staff would have lunchtime meetings there. They had a sort of a small dining room attached. Lectures given every week by one of their colleagues. And it was used by outside bodies as well.